Welcome back to True Vine Talks with Linda and Rachel.
Today we're gonna piggyback off of our last podcast, which was how to have difficult conversations.
Yes. Yeah. And you taught me the phrase learning conversation, which I love and I'm now using. Yeah. But there was one thing that I remember you saying in that conversation about the importance of being able to hold two truths or
Sorry, guys,
multiple
my hair.
truths. Your hair
That
looks
fixed my
great.
hair, guys. Holding two truths.
Which would be like the opposite of black and white thinking, right? I'm right, they're wrong, which happens so often in relationships, wanting to like find the bad guy, so to speak. We talk about that negative cycle.
Oh yeah. The one thing that I learned in psychology in school was I had a professor, she was amazing, excellent professor at Marshall, and she said the right reflex syndrome. And she said she did this with her arm and she said, all people believe they know all things about all things. Everyone believes they're right about everything. It's called the right reflex syndrome. She taught us that. And I was like, wow.
You know, that makes me think about like meaning, making meaning. We're constantly doing that as emotionally focused therapists. And so it's like that makes me wonder, what does it mean to folks to not be right? Like, what does it mean to potentially be wrong?
Ooh, I love that. What does it mean for your self-worth if you aren't right?
Or if you aren't the only, your way of thinking isn't the only right way. Maybe there are many different truths, many different right ways, even if they contrast.
Yes, and I can I give an example of one that's just coming to my mind,
Please,
Rachel?
I think it's helpful to have examples. Yeah. And then we'll use it for the rest of the podcast, and people will be like, come on, guys. No.
Like, what are you talking about?
I love it though.
I love trees.
Trees, me too.
Love national parks.
Yes.
Love the beauty.
Yes.
God put it there for us to enjoy, to nurture, to steward, to care for the environment, natural beauty of it all. Is that
Yes.
true?
I think, yeah.
That's a true statement, isn't it? And we should, well, not we should. And most of us agree that those parks need to be there for our children's children's children. Most people would say, would you
I think
say?
most people would agree that, like, it's important to preserve our national parks. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so there's a truth. Here's another truth. Sometimes companies come in and they want to build close to those beautiful places and create jobs. We also all believe that people need employment to get a check to pay for their kids to eat. Those are both two truths.
Yep, that jobs and creating jobs are important for, families to keep thriving.
West Virginia was primarily a coal industry, and I can say this because I grew up in parts of the coal country, and they did the mining that was done was not okay the way they did it. It did hurt the environment and it caused problems in the environment. And it provided jobs. Two truths. How does that land on you?
It's hard, right? Like, both are
Yeah.
true. Both are true.
Is that a good example of what we're talking about? Like two
I like
things
the example.
true. Thank you. Yeah, like two things can be true at the same time.
I think it's the discomfort in that and the like wanting to find a better solution that like makes it difficult to sit there and be like, yes, both are true,
Yeah, it's like let's find a way to preserve our nature and create jobs. Those two truths can be true. Yeah. And that might make less profit on a company who has to do it the green way. That's okay.
Yeah, that's compromise, right?
That's the
Yeah, exactly.
conversation. Rachel and I have got this all figured out. We do. We're like, so when you think that you're right about all things all the time, that creates an inflexibility in your mind, which also creates what? What do you think that creates, Rachel?
Thinking you're always right creates an inflexibility in your mind, which would lead to black and white thinking,
Correct.
which prevents you from the ability to hold multiple truths. Yeah, what were you thinking?
You're exactly right. Good job. So, not that you need me to say good job, it's just my nature to say good job.
I know.
Thank you. So, the black and white, if I think it's going to be this way or this way, there's nothing in between. What does
Yeah.
that do to my like psychological nervous, my what does it do to my nervous system when I can't, there's no other options there.
I think that it obviously activates the nervous system. Like it creates a lot of tension
Yes.
because we, as humans, I think we're averse to discomfort. We want to stay comfortable. If we're on one side of the fence and we're comfortable there, we don't want to be dragged to the other side. And we don't want to sit on the fence. We don't want to like look over there at the other side and be curious about it.
Yeah. So if I can sit on the fence and look at both the frameworks and be like, oh, well, of course, in a difficult conversation, you want this and you want this. Neither is wrong. And how can we be more flexible and come to a compromise? And that's good mental health, is to be able to meet in the middle there. And it the nervous system gets norepinephrine gets released, those negative hormones when you're in fight, flight, or freeze. So when you say, well, it's only this way, Rachel, it can only be this way. What's happening?
Rigidness. Yeah.
Yes, I'm gripping on to that. It's got to be this way or no way. So I'm producing.
Rigidness. I'm thinking about the disagreeableness that you've talked about
Yes.
and all the cortisol that must come with that, the stress.
Yeah, we did do a podcast on agreeableness and
Yeah.
disagreeable, the five personality traits. Like, And we learned that agreeable people live longer than non-agreeable people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because of like their openness and their curiosity and their ability to like see other people's perspectives. You're nodding yes. Which is far less stressful, than that rigidness that creates an activated nervous system and, constantly causes cortisol circulating through your body. And it's hard on the body. It's so hard on the body, on the
So,
muscles, on the bones, that tension, right? Feel
Going
like,
on.
oh, I've got always got a stiff neck and my shoulders hurt and my back is out. That can be from emotional stuff too. It's not always from physical labor.
That's correct. You're right. Yes. And I think I'm thinking of dancers right now. Like, have you watched any dancers on YouTube? They're just like move, they just flow.
Yeah, flow is a perfect word. Like, it's just the fluidity of their movement.
And they're open to the next move on the dance floor. It's not rigid. It's movement with the rhythm and the music.
Yes, I love that.
Someone that's black and white can't dance. The dance moves don't look, they look kind of like, what's the girl on that's so good, she can't dance, Seinfeld. What was her name? Or she's doing
Oh, I don't know,
contortion.
but I can like picture it. Yeah.
Oh gosh, her name's gonna come to us eventually. And she,
Well,
every time she gets into, oh, she, come on, everybody, let's dance in this real rigid and looks so silly. It's like she's black and white. This is the only dance she can do. So it's openness and
flexibility.
curiosity.
Yeah. So like in a conflict with a couple, I think this happens a lot where as the therapist trying to help them understand this negative cycle that they get into and what that looks like and what their behaviors are, and we get stuck in, I'm thinking this way, and I'm right, says partner A. And partner B, well, I'm thinking this way and I'm feeling this thing and I'm right. It's like, you're both right. Like, you're allowed to be mad about this and you're allowed to be sad about this, and you're both valid.
The fear that you're wrong about something because your person is feeling disappointed in you because you didn't show up for them in some way, and then you internalize that as like that black and white thinking. Well, I must be all bad because I made them feel sad. No, that's not true. You're not all bad.
Right.
You made one bad dance move. We do that all day.
Yeah. Yeah, you unintentionally did something to upset or hurt someone that you care about, and that happens. That
All
happens
the
all
time.
the time. All the time. Yeah, and it's going to continue to happen as
For
long
sure.
as you are together, because that's just human nature, unfortunately. We're not perfect and we don't always get it right. And miscommunication happens.
And Gottman, Dr. Gottman says in his work that it's the repair when you have a differing view from someone else. It's the repair, the conflict, the rupture in the relationship. It's how do you repair that? How do you come together again and say, you know what? Yeah, I did hurt your feelings and I'm sorry. I made a wrong dance move. And
Yes.
that's admitting you're wrong, and people can't do it, man. When people feel like they're not right, goes back to the right, no, I'm on the left. Right reflex syndrome.
And I think a lot of the time that gets confused because maybe you don't always have to say I was wrong. Maybe a lot of the time it's like, hey, like I can see where we're both right. Like I can acknowledge that, like, when this happened, you felt this way, and that I can see that and I can understand that from your perspective.
That's good. That's good. You don't have to always say you were wrong. You can just be like, oh, okay. So when I didn't say good morning, you felt not seen and heard.
Great example, right? Like that's not innately wrong to like forget to say good morning or not say it. Right? You're not a horrible human being, right, for that, but
You're going to misstep. And if you're, oh, here's another one too. You are going to misstep. And as you get new information throughout your life, new wisdom enters in. Okay. So you will, like your views 10 years ago may have shifted.
Yes, we're hopefully growing as individuals. Absolutely.
So, yes, at one point I may have believed the earth's flat. Now I have new information that the earth is a sphere. That's okay. It's okay.
That's having flexibility, right? Like that's not being rigid and stuck in that black and white framework.
So here's a good one, Rachel. Why would someone need the earth to be flat?
I don't know. If you're gonna have to explain that to me. Why would we want to believe the earth is flat?
Why would someone need the earth to be flat? Like, what would be the reasons? How come someone needs to be right that the earth is flat? You're like, oh.
I'm puzzled about it. Because I just always remember seeing like the globe, So like that's new to me. You tell me.
What would be some reasons why I would need the earth to be flat?
I guess you didn't grow up seeing a globe. You grew up seeing a map, and a map is flat. I don't know.
Well, if it's one dimensional, then it goes on forever and ever. Maybe that's a reason.
It's food for thought.
I'm just being all philosophical. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm like, that kind of freaks me out a little bit. Like, it just keeps going. It's outer space. It just never ends.
Expanding?
That's terrifying.
Your brain, you're
My
like,
brain is like, I'd never even never thought of that way.
so maybe that's a reason that it needs to be one dimensional. So there's people have come up with reasons for their beliefs, and that's when sometimes we get stuck. Maybe it's one dimensional and round. Being goofy now.
Big goofy.
So it's important. Rachel brings up such a good, valid point. It's so important to not be inflexible as you learn new information. So if Charlie didn't know that when he doesn't smile at me every single time, that my inner child thinks you're mad at me. You're just like my one of my parents, and you don't, that's new information. He wouldn't know that, right? Like, how would he know that? So as you learn new information, you adapt accordingly.
Yes.
Oh, so I need to smile at you in the morning. I need to greet you so you feel safe.
Yeah.
That's
Now
new
you know
information.
that, like, that's a fact. When I smile at Linda, she feels safe, right? You have
Yes.
evidence backing it up. It's a fact. Yes. Which is like undisputable, you know?
Great. Yeah. So how come it's so important not to be rigid, like what you brought up from the start? Black and white thinking leads to
Disputing facts, right? Yeah,
yeah.
like we have satellite images of Earth that show us what it looks like, right?
It's not,
Yeah,
yeah.
it does not
Yeah.
go on and on forever, which is very comforting to me to know that I feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So that new information being open helps you feel safe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So we want to encourage folks, when they come to us for therapy or if they're listening, that this is true and this is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And there may be more than two, like multiple truths. It's so important to be able to hold multiple truths at the same time. Admitting that someone else is also right in how they feel. And side note, I think that's where sometimes it gets a little tricky in
Yeah.
therapy, especially with couples and families, is because we're talking about emotions. And in my mind, your feelings are never up for debate. You feel the way you feel. And we're going to figure out all the meanings, underneath that feeling to make sense of the situation, right? But people get stuck on the surface level, like the content of what happened, and they're like, and then they want to debate the feeling because they're like, well, when I didn't. Do you mind if I use your example of the smiling? Like when I didn't smile at you, I wasn't my intention to be mean, so you shouldn't feel upset. I
Shouldn't.
mean, right? We just go round and round and round there. It's so hard for people to accept. Like, yes, it's true that it wasn't my intention,
Right.
and true that you are upset as a result of me not smiling. Both are true.
How do we repair it from there? Good example. I love that you used my example.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how do we repair it? Well, so your unmet need, Linda, is that you need Charlie to smile at you so you feel safe. Charlie, are you willing to do that? Well, sure. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that, Charlie, for smiling at me.
Yeah.
know?
The key, like the beginning of getting to that resolution is accepting both as true. If we can't do that, there is no resolution in a conflict.
Well said. Well said. So be more flexible in the way you approach people, their views, their beliefs, their feelings. Oh, yeah, you felt sad about that, or you felt hurt. Yeah, you believe the earth is flat. Yeah. Okay. So the earth is flat to you. Okay. Yeah. And I believe the earth is a sphere, okay? So be open that people can have differing beliefs and values than you. And that's how you build mental health resilience. Be resilient, in how you think. Is that accurate, Rachel, or are you?
Yeah. Guess I'm just thinking of if people are listening to this and thinking like, well, I can't be open to someone else's opinion if it invalidates my existence or my rights. I would say I agree with you, and it's okay to distance yourself from that person. Like, I'm not suggesting that we have to try to get along with every single person on earth. That's impossible.
Yeah. One out of 10 people won't like you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you be flexible with that? Oh, 9 people will like me. That's the reframe.
Yes.
Yeah. 9 people will like you out of 10. And what are you going to really lose if you're not right? What do you have to lose if you defer to someone else? What is being right mean? Having to be right, what does that
Yeah,
mean to you?
back to that,
Does it mean that you're valuable if you're right all the time? Where did that thinking come from? Yeah. And when working with folks, we try to go to those places. So you are made to feel like you were wrong all the time as a kid, like nothing you said mattered to the people that were important to you. So it makes sense that you would want to be right, of course. Yeah. Where did the black and white thinking come from?
I think it's a societal thing that we grow up. There's rules. Doing this is right, doing this is wrong. And in some contexts, I think I would agree with that. Like, murder is wrong.
Murder is wrong.
Oh,
Wait,
for sure.
you went out for a second, Rachel. Say that again.
Oh, I was just saying, like, there are definitely some things that are wrong. Yeah.
Stealing is wrong.
Stealing is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'm sharing these things because I know that people are going to have a little black and white thinking when they're listening to this, even though that's what we're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Linda and Rachel think everything's right.
Yeah, not everything has a gray area.
There are some ethics and
Yeah.
morals that we live by. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, we still believe in like living ethically, having good morals and values. Yeah.
Yes. Being inflexible about whether a rose or a sunflower is better.
Right. We're talking about those types of things that come up. Yeah. Opinions.
Right. We all have
Not facts. Yeah. Differing opinions. Because there's a huge difference between an opinion and a fact. People get them
opinions.
confused. Yeah. Opinion is just what you said, like a rose versus a sunflower, right? Or Coca-Cola
Yeah.
versus Pepsi or whatever,
Exactly. Yeah, so I had sociology professors and political science professors who taught me how to think like if there was something presented, to read between the lines.
And don't we do that all the time as therapists?
Yes.
Read between the lines and hear what's not being said.
Yes. If someone's real adamant about being right about something, We want to know, well, what is the need for that to be right? What is your unmet need around having to be right about this one thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Curiosity leads to connection. Like I'm always saying that, because it's true.
Leads to connection. Well said. Yeah. Tell me more. How did you learn that the earth was flat? Where does that come? Look, Rachel's face keeps getting real scared. Rachel, I say that. You're kind of being, this really gets under her skin. The earth is flat. I promise it's not flat. Yeah. So you gotta be flexible and curious. What made this person, what makes this culture more collective and more warm? This culture likes all family members to live in the same household for life. This family rather have autonomy and detachment. Okay, neither one is wrong. It's just a way of living.
Yeah.
It's not black and white. That's not black and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what do you think that's what helps create better mental health, Rachel, is
I do, right? Because you're not going to be so outraged all the time.
Yeah. That's good. I'm a Libra, so we're always looking for balance and justice. You know, the scales being even. So it's easier for our sign, the Libras, to look for, oh, so that makes sense and that makes sense.
Which is exactly what we're talking about.
Balance and justice in our thinking. Yeah.
Balance and justice. Yeah.
How does that land on you?
I like it. Yeah, that's a warm hug. Balance and justice.
Yeah. So what might we tell our listeners about how they might repair black and white thinking if they have black and white thinking?
Very good question. Yeah, if you notice yourself in a conflict, getting really upset and wanting to like defend yourself, or you feel like you're like at on the witness stand, so to speak,
Yeah.
take a few deep breaths and try to get curious about what's happening, with the other person. And I would hope that they would do the same for you. I'm not just saying that like this is a one-sided thing. This is definitely needs to come from both sides in order for there to be success.
Yeah. That's good. So function a little and more in the gray area when it comes to compromise and negotiation between two parties. Like, oh, okay, I can see how you feel that way, and I can see how you feel this way. And
Yeah.
like Rachel said, your feelings are valid. It's not all or nothing.
Right. Yeah. Not all feelings are facts, but all feelings are valid and they're non-disputable.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we get curious as to why people have the feelings they have when this thing happens.
Yeah. And that makes the feelings way more understandable. Because I think we've talked before about like a lot of the time, anger is not just anger. There's usually fear or shame or grief underneath that anger.
And we want to understand that more and name it to tame it, as Rachel taught me.
Dan Siegel. Yeah.
Dan Siegel stuff. Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing group supervision soon. So do you feel like we've covered what we were trying to, the message of not being too black or too white and not being more flexible? Do you feel like we covered that?
I hope so. At least just introducing the concept, the idea to folks who've maybe never heard of black and white thinking, never considered the fact that there can be multiple truths at the same time. I think it's important to just, I don't know, share that information with people. Maybe a light bulb will go off and like, oh, interesting. Let me think more about this. Like, that's the goal for me here, anyway.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it. And
Yes, we do.
if you're in need of therapy, please go to our website, www.truevimewv.com. We have all of our therapists are trained, mostly in emotionally focused therapy. So
Yeah, until next time, take care. Bye.